From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. Greetings from the Smiths, played as usual by Brenda Marshall as Nancy Smith.
Bum, what happened to that new drum you got for your birthday?
Jan Ford as daughter Bumps.
It's ruined and it's all Uncle Cecil's fault.
Harry Von Zell as Bill Smith.
Uncle Cecil, have you stooped to breaking children's toys?
I had nothing to do with breaking her dreaded toy, William. I merely loaned Bumps my knife so she could find out what was inside the drum.
And that was Arthur Treacher as Uncle Cecil visiting from England. As our special guest tonight, we were going to have Buffalo Bill. But unfortunately, his line's been busy all day. So we'll struggle along, tempoed by the music of Charles Hathaway, who is a secret harmonica player, and the orchestra, who's getting wise to him. Now, let's pause briefly for sponsor identification. Smiths of Hollywood, a program, according to a recent poll, that's preferred by witch doctors 2-1. And now, here's Bill Smith.
Hi, everybody. You know, I was browsing through the dictionary today, and I came across something very, very interesting. I happened to look up the word female, and it said, of or pertaining to a human being of that sex which conceives and brings forth young. A nice definition, of course, but then Webster, who must have been a married man, took a firm grip on himself and got down to facts and added, opposed to male. I shouldn't have mentioned it to Nancy. As a matter of fact, I didn't. All I did was laugh.
What did you say, darling?
Nothing.
Well, you did, too.
What did you hear me say?
I distinctly heard you saying...
Nancy, dear, if you distinctly heard me say, then why did you ask me what I said?
Because I didn't like the way you said it. You know, I can't think of anything you'd find in the dictionary that would make you laugh in that nasty way.
Well, Nancy, I didn't laugh in a nasty way. I was merely laughing at a word. If you must know, the word was female. You know what Webster says concerning female?
Well, it's no wonder Webster was a man. You know, someday a woman will put out a dictionary.
Nancy, don't be so defensive. I haven't even told you what Webster said.
Well, you don't need to tell me. If it makes you laugh like that, I don't want to know. Well, what did Webster say?
Nancy, you just said you didn't want to know.
Oh, I didn't either. I merely said I didn't think it was very fair of Webster to go around saying such things just because he was a man.
Saying what things, Nancy?
Well, why, the things he said.
He...
And Bill Smith, are you going to fix that leaky faucet in the bathroom, or do I have to get a plumber?
Webster, old boy, you didn't half say it, believe me.
Well, it isn't as if I'd never asked you before, but I just can't stand that drip in the bathroom any longer.
Did you say something to me, Nancy?
No, I was talking about that drip in the bathroom.
Oh, I've been in the garage. But you know, there was something in your tone that made me think I displeased you. I say, have I?
Look, Uncle Cecil, take a tip from me and leave us keep our chins tucked in tonight.
Bill, that isn't nice. I'm not mad at Uncle Cecil. After all, he didn't write the dictionary.
But you know, why would I want to write a dictionary?
Anyway, Uncle Cecil respects womanhood. Don't you, Uncle Cecil?
Oh, indeed, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I don't know what we'd do without women.
How would you define female, Uncle Cecil?
Female?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Hey, careful, Uncle Cecil.
No, go ahead, Uncle Cecil.
Well, a female, I'd say, is a predatory animal found usually in the vicinity of males. And and that can't be taught not to talk. Oh, I say, that's rather witty, what?
I
say, Nancy, quit giving me the eye that way. Makes you look predatory.
Well, I tried to warn you, Uncle Cecil.
Bill, hand me that dictionary. Now, we'll just see what it says about male. Now, let's see. Malady, malaria. Ah, here we are. Male. Designating or pertaining to a human being or animal of the sex which begets young.
Well,
I say, why all this sudden interest in the dictionary?
Listen to this, both of you.
What?
Right after what I read, there's a long dash, and then it says, opposed to female.
Oh.
Did you hear that, both of you?
Well.
Opposed to female. Now, that explains a lot. You know, I never thought of it that way before.
Nancy, I'm trying to tell you, you'll find that Webster says the same thing about female.
Female? Opposed to female?
Yes.
I say, that Webster knew his women, didn't he? You know, that's one reason I never got married. Never could find a woman who could get on with the other woman I was in love with.
Mom, there are only clean towels in the bathroom. Shall I start a fresh one?
Oh, haven't you bathed yet? I say we'll never get there on time.
Yes, Bumps, but you better hurry.
Well, now, just a minute. Hurry where?
Mom said Uncle Cecil and I could go to a movie tonight.
Oh, well, I'd just like to know what's going on, that's all.
Oh, don't be so grumpy. After all, we weren't intending to use the car tonight.
No, we weren't. But it happens I was intending to use the car.
Well, it'll do you good to walk for a change.
Oh, it will.
And anyway, you don't have to go to the lodge tonight.
Well, I... Oh, you admit it. You knew all along that I was intending to use the car.
Look, how would you feel if I disappeared to a lodge meeting once a week, 52 times a year?
I haven't been to a meeting now.
52 times a year for 12 years. That's 600 and some nights. That's 2 years. 2 years of our marriage, I've been alone.
Nancy, there's something wrong with your logic there. I don't get it.
2 years without a father. No wonder I'm warped.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Isn't this ridiculous? I don't go to more than 3 or 4 lodge meetings a year, Nancy, and they only last for an hour.
William, is the car full of petrol? Gas to you.
Yes, it's full of petrol. And gas to you, too.
Well, now, you see, that takes care of everything except money.
Oh.
If you have a fiver, William, I'll bring back the change.
Well, of course.
I like to bring back change.
Anything to hear. Take my wallet. Take everything. Take the car. Take everything. What do I care?
Well, I'll consider it. Thank you very much, William.
Don't be mad, Pa.
I'm not mad. I never get mad. I just want a few minutes of peace. I'm going to bed and read something. I'm going to pick out the dullest book I can find and read myself to sleep.
To each his own, dear.
Oh, fine. And Uncle Cecil, listen, if you come home in that noisy way you have, I'll get up shooting, so help me. Good night, everybody.
Good night. I say, William's annoyed about something, isn't he?
Probably my fault. I was a little unreasonable, I guess.
Well, I'm for you, Mom.
Just the old battle of the sexes. You know, sometimes I think all the women ought to live on one continent and all the men on another.
Oh, what a perfectly horrible thought.
I don't think so.
You will someday.
No, I think it's a good idea. And it would solve unemployment problems, too.
All the women on one continent and the men on another? How could that possibly solve unemployment problems?
Why, it's simple. Look at all the boat building that would be going on.
Oh, what a twisted little mind. Now, go on. Go and wash your ears and let's be off to the flickers.
Bill. Bill, darling. Are you reading or are you asleep?
I'm asleep, naturally.
Oh, I thought you might be asleep. That's why I knocked, so I wouldn't awaken you.
No.
I came to apologize.
You did? What for?
Oh, I was acting like a... Oh, you know what.
Well, Nancy, you don't have to apologize.
Oh, yes, I do, Bill. You know, it seems I've been having at you lately. And I've been thinking... And wondering if you're really happy with me.
Well, Nancy, don't be silly. Of course I
am. No, I mean it, Bill. After all, you gave up a lot when we got married.
That's only normal. Every man does.
Oh? What did you give up?
Oh, give up? Well, usual things, I guess, you know.
No, I don't. What usual things?
That's the usual thing, Nancy. I don't know. The heck with it.
Well, if you don't know, why keep saying you gave up things to marry me?
I didn't. You said that.
Well, I guess it doesn't occur to men that women give up things for marriage, too. You know, that's what I object to about the whole system.
What's the system? Nancy, what are you trying to
tell? I'm not trying to tell you anything. I just don't like the whole idea of men sitting around in a smoke-filled room laughing about what the dictionary says about women.
What men-filled smoke room? What are you talking about?
Your lodge.
My lodge?
Well, that's why no women are allowed, I suppose. So you can laugh.
Well, what are we... Nancy, are you going to say now that you're jealous of a lodge of all things?
Of course not. Don't be silly.
Well, I don't.
It just seems strange to me that no women are allowed there, that's all.
Darling, listen. How often do I go to the lodge? Once every 3 months or so, and why? Because somebody told me it was good business to belong, and I half believed it. I don't care about the lodge, Nancy. Pooh! Pooh to the lodge. Pooh again. And pooh again. Nancy, believe me, dear... If you want me to resign from the lodge, I'll resign.
I don't want you to resign.
Dear, what do you want?
I guess I just want you to tell me you love me.
Well, darling, of course I do. I do love you more than anything or anyone in the world.
I guess, though, it's natural for people to fall out of love, sort of, and just live on habit, just used to each other.
Nancy, sometimes I dream about how simple life would be if I just could get used to you. But don't misunderstand me, dear. I think you're wonderful, and don't be angry with me.
Oh, I'm not, Bill. I was just remembering our courting days. This is our anniversary.
Huh?
You don't even remember.
Oh, yes, I do. Wait a minute. Our anniversary was last month.
Yes, but this is the anniversary of our first date.
Oh.
Oh, it's all right, though. Things that aren't important to you, you don't think of.
Now, that's not true. Don't say... I didn't think of electricity or radio, but they're both very important to me. And so is our first date. In fact, we're going to have our first date all over again. Look, there's an idea. Nancy, I'll dress, and I'll come by for you in a half hour.
Oh, but you can't come by for me. You're here already.
No, no, I'm not. Not on our first date. That's not decent, you know. No. I'm batching with two other guys in a garage apartment. And will you try to be ready, please, Miss Ankerson?
Ankerson? Oh, my goodness, I haven't heard my own name for years.
Yes, Miss Ankerson, did you hear me? Please try to be ready on time.
The big clown. Look at him, carrying a bouquet and everything.
Ah, good evening, Miss Ankerson.
Oh, Bill, you darling.
Yeah, oh, not so fast, Miss Ankerson, or I shall consider you too forward. Here are some flowers.
Thank you.
May I come in?
Well, of course, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Are your folks home?
Folks? Oh, no, they're out robbing a bank.
Ah, we're alone then, eh? Good.
Why, Mr. Smith. Phil! I was... Oh, look, I'll go get dressed.
Yeah?
I won't be but a minute now.
Yeah, that line has never changed.
No, Will... I'll be right with you as soon as I put on my face.
And while we're waiting for Nancy to put on her face, here's our sponsor. to the Smiths of Hollywood.
I'm ready, Mr. Smith.
Oh, Miss Ankerson, you look lovely.
Oh, why, thank you.
Not at all.
Oh, Bill, I just thought of something. Uncle Cecil has the car.
Miss Ankerson, as I recall, I have no car. A bus used to be good enough for you.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, come on, let's be off, Mr. Smith.
Indeed, indeed. Though my intuition warns me against you, Miss Ankerson, there's a gleam in your eye that makes me think you're out to trap me into marriage. Ah, Hollywood, Hollywood. Born in California, Miss Ankerson?
No. I'm from South Dakota.
Oh, really?
Oh, Bill.
Huh?
Look in that shop window. Aren't those adorable maternity dresses?
That is no way to talk to a man you hope to marry. Please. Anyway, Nancy, if you're going to window shop, let's window shop and give up this first date idea.
Oh, no, wait. I think it's fun. What did we talk about?
On our first date? I don't know. I probably recited poetry to you.
Oh, yes. But I remember now what happened, Bill.
What?
We had a fight.
On our first date?
Mm-hmm. You said I was spoiled, and I stomped off alone, and you followed me trying to make up.
Is that what I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miss Ankerson, you are spoiled.
Good night.
No. Well, Miss Ankerson, now wait, let me finish.
Stop bothering me, please.
You didn't let me finish what I was saying. Let's go someplace and talk it over,
shall we? I said stop bothering me, please.
Well,
all right, leave her alone, you.
But I... Oh, good evening, officer.
I said move on, Romeo. Leave the girl alone.
Well, we're just playing a game. She's my wife, you see.
Don't you believe him, officer.
Yeah, we're...
No, don't do that. Tell the man. Tell him. What about it, lady?
Why, I've hardly met him.
That's what I thought. Come along with me, Romeo.
No, officer. Nancy, listen, you traitor. Now, stop that.
You take back what you said about me being spoiled.
Well, of course I do. Okay. It was all a game, officer. I can prove it.
Now, come on now.
Oh, no, don't take him away, officer. He really wasn't annoying me. Honest, he's my husband.
Huh? You're too crazy.
Oh, no. Just in love. I'll take care of him, officer.
I'd invest the both of you. More trouble than I will.
Well,
everybody in Hollywood nuts.
What are you laughing? It's nothing to laugh about.
Oh, darling, you look so betrayed. It really was funny.
Yeah, I guess so. The way that cop looked, it must have been funny. Hey, wait, Nancy. Look, let's go in this restaurant. We can have a drink and get something.
Bill.
Hmm?
You really are a darling.
Oh, you did say that.
Mm-mm. You make me feel like I was really on a first date.
Well, you are, Miss Ankerson. Did you enjoy your swab?
It was delicious. And the wine, too. The same thing we had 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How could you remember?
You know, that was easy. Don't you recall I didn't have enough money to pay for it?
Oh.
Was your dinner all right, sir? Care for more wine?
No, I guess not. Just a check, please.
There you are, sir.
Thank you. $10.85. Yes, well, it was... ew. Uh-oh.
What's the matter, darling? You look green.
Yeah, I could use a little green. Nancy, you have any money?
Money?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
That will be... $10.85, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Waiter, I know. Now, this is going to sound funny.
But you left your wallet in another pair of trousers. But you don't know how funny that would sound.
No. You don't. You see, my uncle has my wallet, honest. I.
Say, that's even funnier. In fact, that's so funny. I'm going to call in the cop outside so he can hear it, too. He's got a great sense of humor.
No, wait a minute. It isn't...
I hardly expected this sort of treatment, Mr. Smith.
Oh, stop it.
This the chisel you're talking about?
That's him, officer. Says his wallet's with his uncle.
Well, now, just a second, officer. I can explain the... Oh, it's you, huh?
Yeah, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it should have run you in a while ago.
Run me in for what? Please, I haven't broken any laws. I simply forgot to get my wallet back for my uncle, that's all. I don't expect you to believe it. It's the kind of a...
Uh-uh. What's your name, mister?
Smith.
Oh.
Not Captain John Smith, by any chance?
Now, isn't that clever? Wasn't that clever, Captain... No, not Captain John Smith. William Smith. William Smith.
Oh. Well, the guy's original. William Smith, hmm?
Oh, I don't... Why isn't my name Higginbottom or Clapsaddle or something simple? Nobody ever believes anybody's name is Smith.
Right? Oh, I believe you back.
You do?
In fact, I'll just write at the wall by the cash register. Bill Smith owes me for a bill.
Oh, no, not where everyone will see it.
Oh, nobody will see it, lady. The guy's coat will be haggard over the day.
Oh, Bill.
What?
Bill, I've got an idea.
Well, what, dear?
I think Uncle Cecil and Bumps are right down the street at the Tivoli Theater. Now, you go see if you can find Uncle Cecil and get your wallet. I'll wait here as security.
Gee, Uncle Steve, isn't this an exciting movie?
Oh, it's possibly hair-raising, I say it. I say, quit gripping my knee, child. My leg's going to sleep.
Gosh, I hope the lone stranger doesn't run out of ammunition. He's fired it 6 or 8 times already. Hey, Uncle Steve, look. Look what they flash on the screen.
Sir Cecil Smythe is wanted in the manager's office immediately.
Oh, you better hurry.
Well, I can't leave now, child. This movie is too exciting.
But it's probably important.
Quiet, Bumps. I suspect the management has discovered both of us got in at half-price children's tickets. Let's just ignore the whole thing.
Ladies, look, it's been a dour now. It could take that long for a guy to go down the street to a movie and buy.
Oh, he'll be back. I know he will.
I don't know why a nice girl like you gets mixed up with a chiseler like that.
He's not a chiseler. He's my husband. And he'll be... See? Look, I told you. Here he comes now.
Well, I'll be darned. You're right.
Oh, what took you so long, darling?
I couldn't find Uncle Cecil.
Well, what did you do?
I found the car parked on a side street, and I remembered the extra key under the front doormat, so I drove home and got some money. And you know the only money I could find in the whole house?
Well, my purse was somewhere.
Somewhere is right. I couldn't find it. I had to get the money out of Bump's piggy bank.
I'm awfully sorry for the confusion, sir.
Well...
You see, I really trusted you, but the officer...
No, it's not. Don't apologize. How much is the bill?
$10.85, sir.
Yes.
Without tip, of course.
Oh, yeah. $10.85 without tip. There's your money. Quite a lump. $10.85 plus a tip for your kindness and consideration. Yes.
Come on, Nancy. Let's get out of this penny trap.
Oh, brother, am I glad to get out of any place. Hey, we better get in the car now and see if the movie's out and pick up Uncle Cecil and Bunk.
Mr. Smith, I must admit, dates with you aren't dull.
No, well, Miss Ankerson, I can assure you I'm taking you home before anything else happens.
Oh, now what?
Stop! Stop! I don't...
So it's you again. Gone in for stealing cars now, hmm?
Aren't there any more policemen on the police force except you? What do you mean, stealing a car? This is my car.
Yes. This car was just reported stolen from a side street near the Tivoli movie.
Oh,
come
no.
on, you.
Oh!
No, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute. You can't do this. Where are you taking him?
Headquarters, lady.
Well, I didn't do anything.
If you're smart, you'll beat it before you get mixed up any deeper with this Smith guy.
And quiet, child. Remember, your father said he didn't want to be awakened.
But we have to tell him the car was stolen.
No. Tomorrow, when he's in a better humor.
Oh, don't be an ostrich. Let's go tell what happened.
Oh, drat that phone. I hope it didn't wake your father.
Hello. This is Gage at headquarters. You the party reported the stolen car?
Yes, I say, any news?
We recovered the car, and that's a thief, too.
Oh, I say, bully for you. I say, hold the blighter, won't you?
Don't worry, we will. Pick up your car at headquarters.
Oh, yes, thanks very much. I say, can you electrocute a car thief? Well, I hope so. Well, thank you very much. Cheerio. Well, Bunce, they caught the bounder. Your father need never know about this. I'll go and get the car.
Mom! Uncle Cecil! Where have you two been?
Oh, I thought you were in bed. I say, Nancy, something dreadful has happened.
You're telling me.
The car was stolen, Mom.
Well, don't look so stricken, Nancy. You see, Scotland Yard just phoned. They caught the bounder.
Oh. Well, isn't that nice?
Yes, very. You know, I was afraid William might find out, but he need never know now.
Oh, no? Uncle Cecil, the bounder you're talking about is Bill, and he's in jail now, and it's your fault.
My fault? Nancy, I didn't do a thing. I swear.
You can explain that to Bill now. I've got a cab waiting outside. Come on. Boss, you ain't home.
And now, before concluding this myth, a word from the sponsor. The Smith. Well, Bill is out of jail, everything is explained, and they have just driven up to the house, minus Uncle Cecil.
Bill, I think it was awfully mean of you to make Uncle Cecil walk home.
Not at all. It serves him right. The whole thing was his fault, you know.
Oh, quite a first date, wasn't it, darling?
Hmm.
I'm glad we're home.
That you can say again, Miss Ankerson. And I haven't got a key for the door.
Uh-huh. I have a key. Are you going to ask me for more dates, Mr. Smith?
No.
Very well. Good night, Mr. Smith.
No, Nancy, now let me in. Do you hear me? Let me in.
And twice you win on our first date. Well, Mr. Smith, aren't you being forward? Thank you for a wonderful evening. Good night.
Miss Ankerson. Nancy, now listen. Stop fooling. There, I've had a hard... If you don't let me in, I'll never speak to you again. So help me.
Mr. Hollywood came to you from Hollywood. This is Tyler McVeigh saying cheerio next time.